Blog Talk Radio.
Taco Bell's Quesalupa is back with its cheese-stuffed shell. Woo! But there's nothing worse than overhype.
Here it is.
So we'll skip the speeches and the influencers.
Hello?
Cut the fanfare.
Oh, man.
And the pyro.
Man.
So don't hold on to your seats. We're just here to tell you. The Quesalupa's cheese-stuffed shell is back. And we think you'll like it.
Hey, peace, peace, and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the Master Sound Therapist, Master Sound Healer, and the Grand Architect of the Universe. I'd like to first start off by giving thanks to all and all who's in all, through all, above, and encompassing all. I also want to give thanks to the 77,000 plus that tuned in to my opening night, as well as to welcome any and all new listeners. I also want to give thanks to the people who cast their vote for me to be a part of a prestigious hall, the International Hall of Fame that I was inducted in as of last year, November. And trust me, I really, really appreciate the delegates casting their vote for me. I also appreciate the campaign managers who did their part, the emails that were sent in, the prayers, and everything that was done on my behalf to get me to where I am today. I thank each and every one of you. Tonight is going to be a very, very interesting show tonight. I've been doing broadcasting well over 4 years, but almost 4 years with ONE Dynasty. Now, first, let me take time to do this because I have to do this, okay? We're on air live now, broadcasting out of Lagos, Nigeria. Remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133, and you press 1 to interact with me, and it's always broadcasting and brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight, I have a very, very special honored guest that I want to feature tonight. And it's not so much an interview, but we want to open up not just an idea, but we want to also present to some new information that pretty much the average person that's living in this day and time or from the past or anticipated future, we have to take time to do this now because too many lives are being lost. And a lot of times people have been concentrating on external information and became too dependent on external people, irregardless to where they existed, or these are people that was only of legend, okay? And we all can learn whether these people actually existed or not. And in a so-called conscious community, that has been the biggest holdup process of us meeting and reaching a lot of people who need this information, okay? Now, for the faith-based community, each one of us or each one that's in front, whether it's the people who study the Torah and they look towards Moshe, Moses, Musa, right, or Thutmose, right, as their vein of their particular faith. The same thing applies to those of us who have embraced Christianity, be it Coptic Christianity of ancient Nuba or ancient foreign lands or eastern lands, towards Europeanized Christianity, where they accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, as well as the brothers and sisters, the Mu'minun, Mu'minati, the people of faith who have embraced Al-Islam, right? And they look towards the final prophet of Islam as being their upline. And all of that is well and good. But tonight, the Magic Man want to introduce to some and reintroduce to others who may know that all those holy books should be used. And they are very, very necessary for the people who have become dependent upon them. What I want to introduce to you, the listening audience, is to take time to study your own self. And when you do that, a book that came with you before you incarnated here on the physical plane, there's a book. Yes, indeed, there are. Even the religious text will speak about the books being opening at a judgment day, right? Like I say, you can use those books as a point of reference, or as the Bible says, basic instructions before leaving Earth, as some, you know, interpret it as. But the key word, and you know me, the key word is basic, right? So you can find basic information within those scriptures, right? But the real information is going to come forth from each individual that take time to study oneself and each other. And in this particular book, there's no need for any other person's interpretation. There's no need for someone else to come along and try to say that you are mistranslating your own book, because those of us who know, no one knows us better than our own self. We can have family members and relatives and people who think they know us, right? But this is very important that y'all get this tonight. As I'm speaking about the celestial, terrestrial beings, along with my special honored featured guest, as I call him, the Almighty Enoah, who I'm going to introduce to y'all in a moment. Right? Matter of fact, I'm going to introduce you, Almighty Enoah, after the first break of this here. My book started to open up on a Thursday before I graduated high school. This is why those people who's connected to me, as you can see in the header, or the so-called bullet point, I was reborn on June 13, 1985. It's when I start to come alive, meaning the inner being inside of me made its presence known shortly after 12:30 midnight. And the message that was said to me, it said, wake up and take this message to the people who need it the most. Now, that wasn't the first and only time that I heard this voice inside, right? And this voice wasn't like the voice of a whisper, not like the voice of Nakas or Kanas, or a lot of people translate as the serpent one, okay? This is a tone of voice that if you take time to study yourself, you will start to hear a voice that's very, very familiar to you. And you will start to recall that this voice you heard from the time you was an infant, from you growing through different stages from an infant to a child to a teenage, all the way to adulthood or old age. It depends on how long you stay on this plane. It's very, very important that this type of information that we want to present to you, the listening audience tonight, that the celestial terrestrial beings is speaking about the angelic nature that each one of us as human beings and living beings was born with. Now, that's my brief introduction, and I'm going to bring on Almighty Enoah after the first break of sound therapy. So DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honors.
Just to be stronger than me. You've been here 7 years longer than me. Don't you know you're supposed to be the man? Not pale in comparison to who you think I am. You always wanna talk it through. I don't care.
Hall of Fame class of 2019 and the class of 21 faithfully, I'm looking forward to calling it into existence by you being a producer for this calendar year. It's well deserved. The sounds you just heard was from our Honeybee DJ, Olasky. Well, welcome back, listening audience. Again, you're listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe, as I'm about to introduce to some and reintroduce to others a brother of mine that I felt his energy when we connected through social media. And even before I heard the tone of his voice, this is why those people who study some of my publications that's soon to be released to the public, and some that I shared privately, and people who have heard me mention many times that soul is sound and sound is soul. I was able to feel this young man's soul. And it's very, very important, because as tonight we're speaking about the celestial, terrestrial beings, this don't just apply to us, but this is the key word I want you to hear and get it in your system, that those of us who know that there's something very special about us, it's something that we inherit, but the way things is going, this has been hidden from the masses. Also a key point on why so many things is happening in this world, because 85% to 95% of the people have been reduced to a state of ignorance, and we got to do our part to change that, okay? So now, Almighty, and Noah, if you will, unmute your phone and do a brief introduction and let the people hear your tone of voice, if you will, sir.
Peace and light, peace and light. Thank you, Grandmaster, and Sire, Pardon Self, Honey Bonka Tune. I'm just tuning in. I'm 30. I'm just combining everybody right now. My mind is just, I'm tired, it's late. But I'm coming in, and I first tuned in to my divine self when I was just, 28, 2 years ago. I first tuned in to my divine self by going through, of course I was brought up in a Christian, worshiping home. And when I was a kid, I used to have questions. You know what I'm saying? I used to have a lot of questions. When I came to the knowledge, I used to say, I'm going to pray, do this and do this. And it seemed like things didn't work. It seemed like have faith, wait for this to change, Little do I know, while waiting, there was a secret behind waiting. So, while waiting, something came, but I still had to do something too. But anyway, I came into the light, my brother David, out of Moss number 8 in San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? He was a Muslim brother, man. And in a while, he brought me in, and he brought me into the knowledge. He created a knowledge in my heart. 2 months later, I dropped out of that, moved away. To make a long story short, I came in touch with some NGE brothers from the Nation of Gods and Earth. Got in touch with that. Fell into the 5% NOI, same thing. Knowledge Yourself, 120 lessons. To me, it was all doctrine. It was all dogma to me. No disrespect to the brothers, the real brothers of the 5% Nation. Then I started, getting in touch with my inner self. More meditating, more diet training myself. More eating the right foods, more being around the right people. More getting in tune with frequencies and vibrations. More paying attention to my surroundings. More paying attention to my mistakes. More paying attention to myself, which is the real knowledge of self. It's getting in tune with your inner self. Your moves, your anger, knowing what angers you, knowing what triggers you, knowing what makes you happy, knowing what makes you cry. And then I got in tune with my divine self, and I got in tune with the true and living so-called God of the universe, what we call the universe, ourselves, the creator. I got in tune with that, and I got to understand some things. I got to understand a lot of deep things about myself. You know what I'm saying? I got to understand once I come in tune with things and come into understanding and observing everything that I'm around and observing my vibrations, the moves, the people I'm around, what keep triggering the same results. Because they say, Albert Einstein said, insane person makes the same mistakes. Insane person makes the same mistakes. He can do the same thing and expects a different action. So I got to saying, there's something going on. I'm not observing some things about myself. I said, you waiting on something to happen outside of yourself. It's within. So,
hey, Almighty and Noah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Hey, do me a favor.
Sir.
I want you to mute your phone right quick, and I just want you to listen to me right quick, Dan, okay? All right, you're sounding good, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send some additional energy your way. We're going to take another break of that sound therapy. Just relax. You're doing good. But make sure that you're in a stable place so we can try to mute any type of background noise because that can pick away. And step away a little away from your mic because you sound a little muffled, okay? But just relax. Take time to breathe. DJ Olasky is going to put on another sound therapeutic break, and when we come back, we're going to continue what we're speaking about tonight about the celestial terrestrial beings. Thank you.
All I can ever be to you, the darkness that we know, and this regret I got accustomed to. Once you watched the ride, when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snag, I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, you don't own nothing to me, but to walk away, I have no progress. He walks away, the sun goes down. Trust a man when there's so many real things at hand. We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is never to fall withdraw. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes true. I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't pray myself again to just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with Superman. He walks. The sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm gone. And in your way, in this blue shade, my heart tears dry on their own. So we are here, the shadow comes, the sky so far away. He walks away, the sun goes. Good thing, no regrets, no most of no day. Cause that's a kiss goodbye to sunset. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze, only love will see. He walks away. The sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, my blue shade, my heart tears dry.
Wow. DJ Oleski, I tell you, the honeybee. Welcome back, listening audience. And thank you so much for tuning in to another advancement of We Will Away You. And remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133. And you press 1 to interact with me, the Magic Man Haru. And I'm always at my best when you, the listening audience, also send forth your energy or your questions and you take time to interact with us. We have a very special featured guest in the Almighty and Noah, and I am enjoying what he has shared so far, but I also want y'all, the listening audience, to take notes and also get ready, because if you haven't been exposed to some of the stuff that you're going to hear tonight, the great thing about the digital age in which we're in, shortly after the show ends, you can take time to download this. And I have said many times before, it's very important for you to share this information. Those people who have supported me for well over 3 years, going into my fourth year, it's take time to send forth that text and get other people involved. Because when we speak about the celestial, terrestrial beings, we're not just talking about ourselves. We're also talking about each one of you. Now, I don't want to say it's a trick, but here's the thing. As you take time to study yourself, you'll come to realize that either you, mute your phone right quick, Almighty and Noah. If you take time to study yourself, you're going to realize that there's something very special that you was born with. And you're going to start to remember certain things that was already pre-written in our nature. Now, what happened is, as we continue to grow in the way that the world would have it, is to help us to concentrate on so many things on the outside of us that we didn't take time, or if we did in the beginning, one way or another, it was either beat out of us in some form of abuse, right? Or we started to neglect it when we started paying more attention to other things more so than ourselves. And I also want to take time, I didn't do it before, but I'm going to take time to do it now. I want to dedicate this show, the Celestial Terrestrial Beings, and I want everybody to keep this gentleman in mind. One of the greatest artists of our time, and I'm talking about in the likeness of DMX, who's fighting for his life, okay? And I know that it's very important for people to absorb what we're trying to convey tonight, is because if you tap into who and what you really are, you won't need any external substance in the form of a drug, in the form of a strong drink, okay? And that's why so many people have abused so many things, because they're looking for a high that's only temporary. Almighty and North, can you relate to what the Magic Man is doing his best to convey?
Pardon, self?
Yeah, I was speaking about what we're doing tonight about sharing and speaking about the celestial terrestrial beings that tap into the angelic nature of each one of us. And I also mentioned about I wanted to dedicate this show to DMX as a form of sending him a form of healing, because he's in a state where he's fighting for his life. And a lot of the things in which DMX have been exposed to by looking for an external substance, or as a lot of people say, finding out things to get high, when you take time to study yourself, you're going to come in contact with a natural high that can't be bought and it can't be sold.
Yes.
So that's what I wanted, to share what we're sharing tonight, huh?
Yeah, man, I understand that part, because, like, me, myself, and I, like, you know, I've been to rehab, you know, marijuana smoker, alcoholic, you know, like, you know, you're looking for that comfort zone. It's like you can get that comfort zone by doing what you do, but it's temporarily. And with that being temporarily and you going back into your stressful mode, that all together creates another stress. You know what I'm saying? It's like back and forth. So it's like I said, when you get in touch with your inner self, you can create that high. And I was telling my brother that the other day. I said, I create a high by myself. When you pick up the kundalini through meditation, that's a high. And that's what I want to talk about, getting in touch with meditation. First of all, like, we all get in touch with prayer. Prayer is the same thing as meditation. Prayer is talking to God or the universe, and meditation is listening to God or the universe. And when you listen to God or the universe, you get a better healing because you know what's here, and you know what's to come, and you know where you're at in the present. You know what I'm saying? And then when you start picking up that vibration, when you start getting in tune with nature, and the best place to meditate is outside. And I'm going to tell everybody that reason I say that because the best place to meditate outside because you got the natural planet energy floating around. You got the natural energy of the universe floating around. And that's what you was created with, the natural energy of the universe. So once you come outside, you get in tune with that quickly, then you'll get in tune with meditating inside. It all works the same, but you'll get in tune with the kundalini faster outside, but get in tune with nature. But that kundalini spirit represents the snake. That's what the spinal cord represents. It represents the snake. That's what the serpent represents in the Bible. The spinal cord represents wisdom, not evil. So it's all twisted around. People got to get some understanding about the Bible and the serpent. You knew the serpent when he was talking to Adam and Eve, he had a lot of wisdom. So when you get in tune with the serpent, you're going to pick up a lot of wisdom from the serpent, which is kundalini. Get in touch with your inner self. Your spinal connects to your brain, which connects to the higher planes, the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, and the mind, you know, and all that. But once you connect to that, you can pick up the vibration of the universe, and that natural vibration of the universe is a natural high. Once you start picking up the natural vibration of the universe, you get to think of positive about yourself. You get to know who you are. And when you get to know who you are, your confidence is building up. Not so much be so much egotistic, but keep a balance in between that. But once you get to know who you are and getting in touch with your inner self and knowing that you're connected to everything within balance, you're going to be at peace with everything and you're going to be at peace within yourself. That's going to create that natural balance between your mind and your physical. That's going to create that natural high with your adrenaline. I mean, within your chakra systems, it's going to create that natural high.
And this is what we want to do tonight, listening audience, is for you to get in tune and start to accept the fact that you are a celestial, terrestrial being, okay? And it translates as an angelic being here on Earth. Now, you got some angelic beings that never fail, as some of the scriptures like to say, the Nephilim, those who fell to planet Earth, right? And there is a difference. And before we take our next break, and this is the point, and I love this, Almighty and Noah, this is the next, after this next break, this is where we open up the phone lines and have our supportive audience to come on and get ready to hit that, or press that one and interact with us. Because if you're feeling what we're doing our best to convey tonight, some of you, please feel welcome to share your own personal experience when you start to realize that you are also a celestial, terrestrial being. So DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honor, sir.
Wish I could stay and break my heart like you did in the beginning. It's not that we grew apart, a nightingale no longer singing. It's something I know you can do. Sun comes up, you're still clinging to that.
And definitely enjoying the energy of the Almighty and Noah. Hey, we have a caller in queue. For caller in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Uni, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hey, there's an angelic being right there. There she go. How you doing?
I'm okay. So I'm babysitting and I'm laying here with five kids. So that's why I'm whispering.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. All right. Yes, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear.
All right. So I just wanted to call in and say hello and support you. And I can't really talk too long or loud, but just want to say hello to your guest as well, okay?
Thank you so much always for being so supportive. And Ladies and gentlemen, I normally ask you to do it, Jerry, but I got you. Thank you so much. You know, the Magic Man loves you. The tone of voice that you just heard was the inducted Hall of Famer class of 2019, okay? She's one of our greatest and definitely our host here at O&E Dynasty. Jerry Petito, as we like to call her, the Jersey Jewel, is doing some major things. Not only is she a very gifted poet, but she is pretty much wearing a lot of different hats, and she's burning the counter at both ends of the stick. She's also putting forth a lot of work during her stay here. So anyone who's listening tonight, I want you to take time to support her and her show. Her show actually comes on Tuesday, the same week that I'm on. This is Thursday night. So the same week that I'm on, which would be 30 nights from tonight, is take time to support her show. And that's the Jerry Petito Show, okay? And thank you so much, Jerry. You know that I love you. This is the point in time that I like to say is joint adventures. So you, the listening audience, if you have any questions or concerns about anything that we have tabled so far, or you also want to share your own personal experience with us, okay, and your walk or your journey to studying yourself so you'll be able to become more of yourself, just take time to interact with us, and you press that 1. As always, the number to call in is 516-453-9133, and you press 1 to interact with us. And Almighty and Noah, who's also a proud member of the MeWe tribe, and we are growing, and the great thing about the MeWe tribe is we come together. And that's right, we have our own right to create our own tribe. And in this tribe, just like here at O&E Dynasty, we take time to get to know each other. You know, we don't deal with any type of jealousy or envy because each one of us own right. But we are not so stuck on stupid that we can't acknowledge the divine gifts in other people, because that's the best kept secret. If you are able to see within yourself, and this crosses with you of the conscious community or the religious community, whatever your upline is, they're supposed to be, or we're supposed to be, a mirror reflection of whoever our upline is. And just like I started this show, if you're religious, okay, you look at that vein as being your upline, and you take time to study, and you become what they were, okay? That's what's so different in this day and time. And we can solve a lot of our issues that we're having in this day and time because, as I've said many times before, and I'm going to say it again, in order for us to combat human beings and living beings that's been placed in a state of ignorance for such a long time, you have to take time to study yourself and stop being afraid to study yourself, because ain't nothing sacrilegious about it. Because if we don't take time to study ourselves, how are we going to be able to bring out the best in us instead of the beast in us? You relate to what I'm saying, Almighty and North?
Please, Lord. Yes, sir.
Almighty and Noah, we also have another caller in queue. So caller number 2 in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, peace and blessings, Brother Hooney, Hall of Famer.
Yes, indeed. My mother, sister, Bessie. How are you doing tonight? And congratulations to you on your nomination. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you. And I wanted to say hello to your guest. I do have something on my mind. I have been a fan of DMX forever, and it hurt my spirit just to hear him in that condition, because he fought a war with himself and the industry that he's in. You will listen to that in his music. And we all like to lift people up when they're gone. We need to practice to lift them up while they are here. And I see a lot of things that is going on in our community, and it should not be, because we need to lift each other up, not tear each other down. And Brother Hooney, I thank you for what you have done, and I thank you for how you treated me when I met you. And you will always be much loved in my heart, because you have been a real brother. And we have a lot less of that today. So I just want to thank you for what you do and what you teach us. And I also want to thank your guests for coming on. All right, Brother Hooney?
Yes, indeed, Mother Sister. Before you go, I want you to share with the listening audience tonight, and we will aware you, how they can also support you in your show.
Yes, it's Sister Bessie's Front Porch. I'm known as the Truther, and I will be on the 24th, which is a Friday, at 9:30 p.m. And thank everybody for their.
You're very welcome. I love you. I love you. Love you with the heart and soul of me. And listening audience, trust me. Keep your prayers and everything up, because this is one of our greatest at O&E Dynasty, and she's here, having incarnated to do a great work through her poetry and her spoken word. Okay. We also have another caller in queue. So, caller in queue, please state your name. What you're calling for?
All right, back. Greetings, Elder Hooney, and your guests. You know, I'm loving the show, and I appreciate the topic as well. And in regards to, far as on this journey of being a living soul, being able to interact, you know, with people such as yourself, family, and experiencing education. It's very beautiful to be able to indulge in concentrating and also remembering how it feels to do things that you enjoy, and then applying education to it, and then having the opportunity to experience elders such as yourself and others in the past that have established things for young people, young adults such as myself. You know, to appreciate education and appreciate being able to write, read, and being able to look at what's going on in this world, and then being able to just think of these gifts that we have, being able to, while able to see and hear, you know, and I appreciate you, appreciate everyone.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Wybett. Before you go, please share with the We will aware you listening audience how they can tune in to your show and support your endeavors as well, sir.
My show is the first Wednesday of every month. It is entitled A&M University, Agriculture and Manufacturing University, representing Who He Enterprises, prize of grabbing a hold of the creative force of will to create a positive future. To encourage it.
Outstanding. You know, you get my unending support. What we're going to do is we're going to take another break of that powerful sound therapy that DJ Olasky is providing for us tonight. So if you will, sir, do us the honors.
Let you outside the and my new Badoo. Why you were thinking I didn't have a clue. Tattoo, sword, fire, with your voice in my head. So then I bribed you downstairs with a Marlboro Red. And now I I feel so small discovering you knew how much more torture would you have put me through. You probably saw me laughing at all your jokes, or how I did not mind when you stole all my smokes, yeah. And although my pride, yeah, it's not easy to disturb, yeah. You sent me flying, yeah, when you kicked me to the curb with your better genes, yeah, and your beastie fear, yeah. Now I can't work like this, no, no, with you next to me, yeah. And although he's nothing in the scheme of my years, it just serves to bludgeon my futile tears. And I'm not used to this, no, no. I observe, yeah, I don't change. But now I sit with consequences thrust in my face, yeah. And the melodramas of my day deliver blows that surpass your rejection. It just goes to show a simple attraction that reflects right back to me. So I'm not as into you as I appear to be. The delivery was kind. Maybe if I get this down, I'll get it off my mind, yeah. Oh, it serves to condition me and smoothen my kinks, yeah. Despite my frustration for the way that you think it. Attracted to me, which I did not expect. Didn't think you'd get my number down as such, but I've never hated myself for my age so much, yeah. Lord, on my pride, yeah, it's not easy to disturb, yeah. You see me fly.
Welcome back, listening audience of We Will Aware You. You have been listening tonight, the soundtrack of our lives provided by the Hall of Fame class of 2019 and the nominated producer for the year 2021 by the Honeybee, the Grammy Award-winning popular musical legend, Amy Winehouse, as she continued to travel on. She definitely was great, and I give thanks for the music and so much stuff that she left behind for us to enjoy. And trust me, the things that you put down in the form of music, in the form of word, will actually outlast the sands of time. Almighty and Noah, what I want you to do at this point here, and we will await your listening audience, you're still welcome to call in and press that one and interact with us. Like I said, this is Joint Adventures. But while people are doing that, take time, because I know you're doing a lot of stuff. You got podcasting and all kind of things that's going on. And I appreciate the works in which you're doing. So my audience can also support you in your endeavors. So let them know how they can find you through social media or how they can support you through your podcasting and things like that.
This what? Well, for my social media, you can find me on Anur Malik, A-N-N-U-R, Malik. I spell Malik a different way in my own personal time, but I spell on social media, M-A-L-I-K-K, Facebook. And Twitter, I don't too much get on Twitter, but you can find me on Knowledge Malik on Twitter. Same thing, Knowledge Malik. And YouTube, I'm doing music on YouTube. I'm doing some bills on YouTube. You can find me on Mad Nubian, 360 Mad Nubian. I'm doing a lot of bills on 360 Mad Nubian on my YouTube channel. And I'm creating a YouTube channel with my music later on down the road.
That's excellent. Hey, Almighty and Noah, we have another caller in queue. So caller number 3 in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, our commissioner? I'm doing excellent. Hope you are.
I'm doing. I'm listening to the show. I'm enjoying the show, actually. As I tell you, I've been trying to get into meditating, so I'm listening. I'm listening.
Yeah, it's very important, and a lot of people haven't really got the science of meditation down properly. And it's you know, it don't take a rocket science to do it. All it has to do with you getting in a private place, as our scriptures say, go into your secret closet, right? And that's a way that you don't get distracted. You know, also pick those times. This is, you know, your spiritual father trying to offer my humble advice to you. is to pick a time where you won't be disturbed. And I learned a long time ago that if you take time to do that and take time to meditate at a certain time each day, because here's another best-kept secret I want to share right quick, okay? But before I do that, if you don't mind, share with the listening audience how they can support you. And I know that not only are you a host at O&E, but, you know, you got some other things working. So let me, will away you, know how they can support you and your endeavors.
So I am Angela. I am the commissioner here on ONEIC. I have a show here as well. Walk in Purpose with Angela aired last night. I'm on in between two amazing individuals, two Hall of Famers. After Jerry Pitito, in between Huni Bakatun. I tell you, I have a slot and I have to maintain. I tell you, I come in between two amazing people, so I have high standards that I have to upkeep. So I thank you for this opportunity. I don't want to share about the other things because I want to support O&E right now. So I'm just going to share about O&E tonight. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. The tone of voice you just heard is my spiritual daughter. I thank her for everything that she is, for being so supportive, and I'm definitely a proud supporter of her show as well. All right, now my humble advice to you as well as the listening audience is to pick a certain time in which you take time to meditate, take time to still the mind, because the mind in the form of thoughts runs just like a locomotive, okay, or a train. And the way trains are linked together, our thoughts are linked together the same way. And it's going to seem strange at first when you first try it, because the mind acts like an unruly child. But those of us who are parents know that we are the adult, and we have to take control of a child that's acting unruly. We have to do the same thing when it comes to our mind. So pick a certain place that you won't be disturbed. Step one, take time to pick a time that's convenient with you, and do that every day. You don't have to, you know, be real, real lengthy. Take time to do it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, okay, until you start to slow the mind down, okay? And I offer some other advice as well. Thank you so much, our Commissioner Angela, for calling in. We have another caller in queue, so caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Honey Bach Atun, King Brother, this is Jerick Thomas. I'm calling from Shreveport, Louisiana.
That was a good, great, great effort, and I appreciate that. And look, let me, you know, pronunciation is very, very important. It's Huni, like who and knee together, okay? And
yes, sir.
That's the way you pronounce it correctly. Thank you so much for calling in. Where you calling from now? Shreveport?
I'm calling from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, I haven't visited there yet. Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So,
hey,
what you know about what do you know about the celestial or the angelic nature of human beings and living beings? Have you started to experience that? Are you aware of that in your own life?
I've been listening to you talk about meditation, and I am a person that I meditate daily. I've been meditating for the last year and a half. I take that time every day, and I have to have that time with God. It's very important to me to live in this life knowing that it's not me that follow these steps. It's God who's ordering my steps, and I have to follow as he ordered them. And I take that time every day to let him know, hey, God, I am present with you. Whatever happens today, I want you to know that it's all in your hands. It's not on me. It's all on you. And that I want to continue to just be with me as we move forward. A lot of people who do not know that meditation is a very great thing for your mind. It's a great thing for your spirit to just to let God know that you are present and that you are in his presence.
That is outstanding. And you're also an intern here for ONE Dynasty, am I correct?
Yes, sir. I will be doing my first show on the 20th. So I will be looking for you guys to come out and call and dial that one and get to know me. And I cannot wait for me to get to know you guys as well.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We will aware you, listening audience. You definitely want to be on the lookout and be as supportive to our intern as you have been with me for almost 4 years. Thank you so much for pressing that one and interacting with me tonight. I'm looking forward to some great things as we continue to grow. And Almighty and Noah, if you will, before we bring this to a close, what other advice or sound advice would you give the listening audience how they can take time to stop being so afraid? Because a lot of times when it comes to new information or trying something new or introduce something new to some people who may not be familiar with it, what sound advice would you offer them as we also look out for other calls that might also be in queue, okay?
What I can say is, when you come into new information, it's scary, but the way to get over that is to understand that all information is good as long as you got a discernment. Take the information as it comes. Once you receive it, let God or the universe do its discernment with it. Don't be afraid to take new information. It's better to take it than to reject it. Take it and see what you can do with it. If you can't do nothing with it, then reject it. But if you reject it altogether and you ain't take it, you don't know. Just like all together, like for the men on here that's listening. You see a woman or whatever, if she come holler at you, whatever, she looks decent, whatever, but you ain't feeling her like that, you turn her down. But she could have been a woman that made your world go around, but you turned her down. You didn't give her a chance. Same thing with knowledge. Knowledge is a woman that comes to you. Well, I say knowledge is
The man that gives you the woman that comes to you, which be the wisdom, and it manifests as it becomes the understanding, which is the baby. So you got to understand some things about that, overstand some things. Be open-minded.
That was outstanding. Almighty and Noah, we have another call in queue, man. I think people is really starting to tune in and call in, so we want to try to get some of these callers in. I enjoyed what you just shared with the listening audience. I know they did as well. Next call in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yo, what's up, you true fan? What a guy, what it look like, Captain?
Hi, how you doing tonight, sir?
I'm all right. I'm trying to make it. And for all the other O&E hosts, Damon Network hosts that I never got a chance to, you know, call in on, Jerry Petito, Angela, everybody, man, it's my fault because I've been doing so much, cutting down these daggone trees, trying to get this money right. I'm so sorry. But what I'm going to do for the future for y'all, I'm going to try to call in, and if I'm preoccupied, I'm at least listen to the show and don't press one. So at least Brother Ogle said, yeah, he was there. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, your conversation you dropping, man, damn, lesson learned. You said, man, let me get this straight. Don't take lessons. Become
a lesson is a step backwards. When you look at it in this you know, language what they call, you know, English, American, that we're really speaking. But, you know, if you really, really look at it, less is to take away from, on is like a platform. So a lesson is really a step backwards if you really look at it. That's why I tend to call these things that you're listening to advancements, okay? Because when you advance from it, like the old saying go, you'll keep repeating a lesson until you learn from it. And once you learn, you don't need to keep repeating those lessons. You can advance from it. And I know it might sound
Ooh.
Like a play on words because that's exactly what it is. Because it was through spell casting. It's where the spell has been activated in. It's in how we spell our words and how we pronounce certain words. That's why it's very important that we take time to pronounce certain things correctly.
I guess I could say, like, the movie Roots, you know what I'm saying? Lesson learned. But then again, they didn't really tell you a lot of stuff that went down at Roots. They kept the gory stuff out of it. If anybody watched the movie Roots, watch it again. But think about it to the extreme measures where they didn't want to show you in detail how we was really treated. Like, it was some stuff we saw. But God knows it was worse than that. And, you know, that's some stuff. And I got to understand what you're saying, because if we don't learn a lesson about what we're being believed to become, which is a noodle, I don't know what to tell these people out here in the world. Because we are definitely being translated into noodle terminology every time we look at the TV. Noodle one. Noodle too. I'm just saying. And then when you look at the news, because I said, let me look at the news from a different society. I said, oh my God. Somebody said, Los Angeles news. So I looked at them and I looked at the demeanor and how they they dropped the transparency on my mind and my eyes. And I was like, yo, they are really captivating me with the dumb stuff. And I just looked like, damn, and they did it so. So I'm like, wait a minute. This is really becoming a problem for me. Because if you look at things, like, put it like this, people. I don't know if y'all really paying attention, but if you wasn't around technical devices, how would you live? Would you be messed up? Would you be slow? Would you be dumb? You know what I'm saying? You never had a damn phone. Will you be able to use your paper? Because paper about to be obsolete, and your phone is about to be your genius. And you're going to walk around looking crazy, and your phone's going to start telling you what to do. I keep telling everybody, anytime you worry about your GPS to go down the street, you're a problem, child. Some people are like, I need my GPS. Walk down the street, don't know which way to go. They're like, damn, nigga, you only going 2 blocks down the street? Well, I need my GPS. Get the hell out of here, man. So So, you know, we've been taught to be stuck on stupid, and it's about to be like Monopoly, and everybody think you'll have a lot of money. Like, yeah, I got a lot of money. This is what y'all do with y'all money from now on. And I'm going to tell you like it is, because as of tomorrow when I do my show, Dumb Stuff in America Part 2, and I'm going to celebrate my birthday since my birthday was March 22nd. I never got a chance to celebrate it last month, so I'm going to celebrate it this time. But once the money runs away and it's not, you know, activated in your life anymore and everything turns to a different type of currency, at least take your money now and just make your credit totally clean where you can walk around and say, yeah, I got credit. You know what I mean? Where you could buy yourself a freaking mansion and a yacht type credit. Like, just instead of buying, you know, whatever the hell you're buying, spend that money, make your credit right. So then if something happens and they put you in the FEMA camp, at least you'd be in the, you know, establishment where the millionaires is, because they're not going to put you in that group if you have bad credit. And you're going to be mad at yourself. Like, damn, man, I had all that damn paradigm money. And I could have just... But they know you a dummy. So they know you gonna spend on some dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying? I love what you're doing tonight. And for your partner that's going to cry. What's up, yeah. Captain? Keep on making that body rock, boy. You know what I'm talking about? I'll be on Friday.
Hey, thank you, Will of God. Thank you. Hey, we will away your supporting audience, man. I love you some Will of God, man. And your divine gift that you have is not only do you give us the element of surprise, but you have that comedic type of nature in your delivery. And trust me, as a master sound healer and therapist, comedy, and I'm about to do an advancement on that real soon too. So be on the lookout. I might have you on speed dial with a guy for that one. But his show will be on tomorrow, so take time to get ready to be supportive of him as you are and supportive of me. So now, without no further ado, the 2021 nominated producer, Ngozi.
Well, first of all, we have an announcement at this time before we do that. Announcer.
Congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shiny, Huni Bakasun, on your ONE syndicated station all-time consecutive record with your 66th all-time fifth consecutive. Congratulations, Huni Bakasun, a.k.a. the Magic Man, Haru. Congratulations.
Wow, thank you. I love my supportive audience. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Steve Olesky.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that called in tonight to this wonderful, wonderful show. And I hope you got a lot out of what Huni Bakasun has given us on a constant basis. This man is a Hall of Famer. And he always comes, you know, with a thought process to help people and change people. Congratulations. With the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for the class of 2020, Mr. Huni Bakasun, with your 66th all-time connection record. Tomorrow night on these ONE stations, come back on with the man, the myth, and the legend, a charter member of Beverly Nation, Will of God, your true friend. Tomorrow night with Too Thorough, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is Oladele Ngozi Enterprises, Reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time on that, Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both on Twitter and Instagram, Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+, Oladele Malaria Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page. We will aware you, as well as I aware, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight, oledaylay.ngozibamind@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer. And also, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee as producer for the class of 2021, always up in the living room, goes to saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight, and of course, giving honor to the 2021 International Internet Radio Broadcasting Host nominee, Sister Bessie the Truther, as well. And of course, what more can we say? That Only Dynasty is fantastic. I'm gone, y'all. No more to say.
Well, I love you, and trust me, both of y'all got this. And I give thanks to All in All for each one of you. I also give thanks to All in All for my featured special honored guest, the Almighty, and Noah. Definitely take time to seek him out and be as supportive to him and his endeavors as you have been with me tonight. Thank you, each one of you, who took time to call in and be supportive and to grant me another championship. Trust me, from deep within my soul, I appreciate each and every one of you. If you enjoyed this advancement that we gave tonight, take time to download it. A little later on, take time to share it and share it with as many people as possible, because as I bring this show to a close, you may be wondering, why was it very important for the Magic Man Haru, along with my very special honored featured guest, Almighty and Noah, to speak about the celestial terrestrial beings? Here's why it's very important. When we look at the state of many people in the world, 85 to 95%, have been placed in a state of ignorance for such a long time. Yes, indeed, it's great to have faith and be faithful. Yes, indeed, it is. But what I'm speaking about is our angelic nature, especially when we look, those of us who are parents, right, when we look at the miracle, the greatest miracle of life being manifested in the form of a baby, in the form of an infant, you can still see the innocence of that child and that child's mind that came straight from heaven to incarnate here, those of us who know, mission planet Earth. They come, or we all come, uniquely designed with a purpose. And our imagination is so broad, we didn't have the type of limitations that we later on discover, and that's a key word right there. We later on discover these limitations when we start to receive discipline from our parents. Stop, don't do this. Stop, don't do that, right? And to some degree, that's very, you know, helpful to us as parents. We want to make sure that we're giving our children the right type of guidance, right? But we don't want to take away from their imagination, and shout out to Will of God. When we look at the modern technology that we have now, it's designed for us not to think on our own. So the key word I want us to really, really think about as I bring this advancement to a close, there was a time that we had no choice but to use our imagination because we didn't have the type of technology that we have with the digital age. We're already pre-designed, so we don't have to think about things. And the same way that we was taught a whole bunch of ignorance of hatred and all kind of things like that, doubt, all kind of things start to be implanted into the powerful mind of a child that has grown from a child to a teenager into adulthood or even into old age. We got to get back to a point where we are using our imaginations again. We got to get back to the point of opening up a book that have came with us, as I mentioned earlier in this show, okay? As always, I give thanks to All in All, who's in all, through all, above, and in compassion all. And on that note, we'll be back in 30 evenings from tonight with another adventure. Thank you.